8 hours later, I'm sitting at the station, looking up shelters to try to get Mr. Ewing a spot, when Jennifer, our intake nurse, walks through the doors with Cooper right behind her. "What are you doing here?" I ask him with a smile.
"I'm here to take you home."
I flick my wrist to look at my watch. It is almost time, but since I worked the second shift, it's late for him to come and get me. "You should be sleeping. You have practice in the morning." He's dressed in his joggers and a t-shirt. His t-shirt is slightly damp, and I'm not sure if he came from a workout or if it's still humid outside.
"I'll be fine. Just saw Mr. Ewing. He saw me walk by and called me in. Said you're trying to get him into a shelter tonight. Something about a fight with Tom?"
Mr. Ewing loves Cooper. Anytime he sees him here, he chats him up. Cooper sits in a chair with his arms crossed. Compared to most of our staff, he's larger than life. 6'4", over 200 pounds, huge hands. He's a presence. "Yeah, said they got in a fight."
"I thought they were best friends."
He reads my mind. "Exactly. Something's wrong, so I really want to get him in a shelter tonight rather than be out there on the streets."
"You go finish up, and I'll call around and see if any have openings."
"Thanks. Go visit him. You know he loves you." He stands and heads down to the room I told him. "Geez, he's even invested in your cases," Alice says, coming up beside me. "Please, Mr. Ewing's been coming here forever." Just as I say that to Alice, I hear Mr. Ewing shout,
"Cope, my man."
Alice shakes her head. "Everyone else gets it but you." After she walks away, I finish doing my rounds on my patients and hand them over to the next physician. Before I have the opportunity to go rescue Cooper, Mr. Ewing walks out of his room.
"I'm discharging myself,"
he says, proud as if he said he's been 100 days sober.
"Cope is driving me to a shelter."
"He is he? I'll have to do the paperwork up to discharge him before we leave." As they approach, Cooper leans in and whispers,
"You'd never sleep otherwise. Now you know he's off the streets for at least one night."
This man knows me so well. I do the discharge paperwork, and then we drive Mr. Ewing to the shelter on North, drop him off, and Cooper looks at me from the driver's seat of his Land Rover. "Thank you." I smile at him.
"I said you don't have to thank me. You want to go for one of our drives?"
I laugh and shake my head. It wasn't that bad of a night.
"Do it for me?"
His brown eyes soak into mine. Usually it's me who wants to drive after a bad night, so I'm a little alarmed by the sadness I see brewing in the depths of those chocolate eyes. "Of course. Anything for you." He rolls down the windows since it's a beautiful night in Chicago and hops on Lakeshore Drive. The wind flows through my hair and he turns up the music, allowing us both to feel as though we're escaping. Escaping what? I'm not sure.